everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer, and we're going to get right into today's Bible study. And I'm telling you what, you're going to be glad you're here. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we open our hearts and we open our minds for revelation from heaven. We give you all the praise and the honor and the glory, and we turn this broadcast over to you 100%. You may just manifest yourself any way you want to, Lord Jesus, because this place belongs to you, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. This man and his ministry that's here today on this broadcast absolutely needs no introduction to this audience on Believer's Voice of Victory. Dr. Leroy Thompson's here. Leroy, God bless you, sir. I know how busy you are. You to take time and come in here and bless us all, it just thrills me. Thank you for coming. You know, last year, you 1 year ago, and you came in that morning. You said, "I don't know how this scripture's going to fit in to what the Lord wants us to do, but I just can't get it off my heart." And Revelation chapter 3.
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, read the thing. Let's just see where it goes." You know. So we just opened up with it. And the word of the Lord came and said, 2007 is the year of the open door. Yeah. And Jesus is opening doors that no devil and no man can shut in your life. And things that have looked like in the past, they're even a failure, but they'll come to pass.
That's
2007.
Right.
I want you to know, Leroy Thompson, there is stuff that's come to pass in my life that I had struggled with and believed God over ever since I've been in the ministry.
Wow.
Not just one, but several. And in the ministry as a whole. And testimony after testimony praise the Lord. And it sure enough come to pass, and it ain't quit either. That's a continuing thing. It wasn't just for that 12-month period. But this continuing thing. Jesus has got the doors open.
Yes.
If we'll just get up and walk through them.
Praise it's happening all over the world. Praise God.
This man here with me today, praise God. I have studied with him and studied after him. I've listened to his tapes and read his books, and I have learned so much from him, particularly concerning heaven's economy and the economic structure that heaven has available for us here in the earth. And it is the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it.
Yeah.
Now, when you're trying to gather up out here in the world, you may gather up a bunch of stuff, but you're going to gather up the world's sorrow that goes along with it. And that's what's so bad about that system.
Yes, sir.
But we're here to just pick him for all his worth. Amen. We're going to get some information out of him, some divine Holy Ghost information. So let's open our Bibles this morning to Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to begin here with this third verse. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen, were not made of things which do appear, or not made out of something you can see. That, you know, Leroy, I've heard people say, "Well, you know, God made the world out of nothing." No, he didn't.
No.
He made it out of something you can't see with the natural physical eye.
Spirit and life.
Spirit and life. Hallelujah.
Out of his words.
You know? All right. Praise God.
So today we want to begin talking about how to frame your financial world with the word of God. God spoke to me years ago about framing spiritually the things that he had promised us. And that very text, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. Now, in framing, Brother Copeland, you have to have a foundation first. And so we're going to build a foundation from God's word for finances. Then you frame, then you have to have the finishing touch. So those three things, the foundation, the framing, and the finishing touch.
Yes, sir.
But in order to do that, some things have to be dealt with in the body of Christ. And this is the way the Lord gave it to me. The Lord gave it to me, says, mass, organize, incorporate it, approve, ignorance has to be dealt with. Mass, organize, incorporate it, improve, ignorance on the wealth of God and covenant wealth has to be dealt with. And I asked him, Lord, how you want me to deal with this? And he said, well, the body of Christ needs to hear this, because a lot of people suffering financially should not be suffering. They love God. They are givers. But they're not receiving back as they should. And so I got a word from the Lord the other day. The Lord says, it's time for tithe manifestation.
It is.
I was preaching in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and he gave me that. It's time for tithe manifestation. And I believe it's a word from God. I believe that the tithers, those who've been working God's economic system, going to begin to see great manifestation of their tithe. And right behind that, the Lord said to me, every step will be a step of increase this year. Every step. I mean, when you're walking from the bedroom to the kitchen, every step will be a step of increase. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that, and he told me to tell that to the body of Christ. And we need to rise up with supernatural expectation for these things to happen. But in order to deal with the ignorance that have been plagued on the body of Christ and the church, I want to look at a scripture in Ecclesiastes that points something out very important. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, that scripture points out something very important. A backward situation that need to be dealt with. And I believe the Holy Spirit want to deal with it and open our eyes to something that would be a blessing to us, that we could begin to frame our finances with the word of God. There's a lot of promises in the word of God about wealth, increase, and abundance. And it belongs to the body of Christ, and it is our spiritual birthright. So therefore, but it will not happen automatically. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 5, it says, there's an evil which I've seen under the sun as an arrow. So he called it an evil and an arrow which proceeded from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. Now, verse 7 says, I've seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Well, in reading that scripture, I saw the body of Christ actually not in the right place in the level of finances the Lord need us in order to get the assignment carried out in the earth's realm. And I saw it as an evil. It is as an error. The condition that the body of Christ had been in the financial matters. And God wants us to have great breakthroughs. And so there are some things that the Lord want to unravel that I believe that if we can partake of it by faith, we're going to have an explosive financial movement in the body of Christ, that we can preach the gospel and carry out vision and assignment without being hindered by worldly opposition. But in that scripture, I saw three things. I saw the evil, I saw the error, and I also saw that it can be corrected if one would have the wisdom of God. And so there are seven key factors that every believer need to know urgently about the financial situation, their financial situation, and how to change it God's way. I'm going to deal with seven things that I have experienced in my life that brought me into God's financial blessing. And consistently You know, just like a ball of snow rolling down a hill of snow, just picking up bigger and bigger all the time. But there are certain things you need to know and certain things you need to do. Four things God revealed to me about 11, 12 years ago, and I let those things slip. He brought them back to me, and he said, you have to teach this to the body of Christ so they understand when I'm dealing with them, where I'm trying to position them at. So he brought it back, and I went to teaching it again. And I'm going to share four things that those things that God taught me out of 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16 is a powerful scripture. And it has.
I see in that seventh verse there, yes, I've seen servants upon horses.
Yes.
And princes walking as servants upon the earth.
Yeah.
I can see a fellow walking along, following after this fellow that's riding the horse. And the guy on the horse is telling the guy that's walking what to do. This is a picture of the head being the tail and the tail being the head.
Yes.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
The body of Christ should be in command.
Should be on the horse.
Yeah.
They're the princes.
And they've been in the world. We've been like people with our hat in our hand going begging the world for enough to get along, when actually God planned for them to come to us because we should be under the command of love and bring them into the love, prosperous environment of God instead of them dragging us out into the poor mouth world.
Exactly. We've been choked by the system. And so what has to be done, we have not be the one, the beggar at the gate of the rich man. We're supposed to be the man who got the gate that men can see how good our God is. Exactly. I agree
with that. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I agree with that. Exactly.
My
right.
Goodness.
So in 2 Timothy 3:16, and to clear that up, you know, I just touched that in Ecclesiastes to show that evil and that error. In 2 Timothy 3:16 is an instructional format from the Word of God. We talk about foundation, framing, and finishing touch on our finances. It says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, I've read that scripture hundreds of times, and the Lord dealt with me. He says, now, these four things that my word brings forth are very important to any spiritual traffic or any transaction in the spirit world. And so we're talking about finance. We're talking about framing your finances with the word of God. The first thing the Lord talked about, doctrine. Now, we know doctrine. We say doctrine is certain elements of teaching. But doctrine, number one, every person or every believer who want to change their finance must know that doctrine is the established order of God. That's very important. So the promises, the covenant, the kingdom, all of the things that God has spoken to us about of his financial arena, of his wealth, of his increase, of his abundance, have to be in his established order. In other words, there are principles, there are spiritual laws that we have to follow after persistently, not knowing how. You don't need to know how. Just do what God tells you to do, and we need to get established in the order of God for our finances. In other words, what God say about wealth, what God say about increase, what God say about my income, what God say about abundance, what God say about what I should have, not what man say I should have, what God say, should I be blessed? The Bible says, talking about Abraham, it says God called Abraham, God blessed Abraham, and God increased Abraham. I believe every believer have that Abrahamic calling on them, that God call them, bless them, and increase them, but that divine order has to be established. That the first thing, the inspiration of the word bring forth. It bring forth divine order. Divine order will not come from a secular background or academic. It has to come through the realm of the spirit. And so in dealing with the first aspect, the first thing that I believe every believer need to know, if they want to correct something in their life that they know not going the way it should go. And I believe that the finances in most believers are not going the right way. And the Lord wanted it to go the right way for them because it caused so much stress and pressure and opposition in their lives. So if you can get God established order about finance, you know, get the right doctrine, get the right teaching to deal with that mass, organized, incorporated, approved ignorance that is in the body of Christ that I've seen over the last 10 years about how much do God want you to have. And God would actually say, you can have everything if you do it my way and if you put it in my hand and be a steward of what I let you handle for me. You know, there's no doubt about it. You can have everything. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we talk about the established order of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 through 22. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 through 22. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. So therefore, the established order of God, God will establish you if you let him. And he will anoint you. So now you're established and you're anointed. Then the 22nd verse says, who has sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our heart. So there is all the promises of God are yea and amen. So we have to find out what the promises of God is concerning our finances. Mm-hmm. And then God established us through his word. The established order of God is established. We're established in truth. You remember Jesus said, you should know the truth, the truth will set you free.
Yes,
no matter what nobody say, you can't just take people for their word. You have to go to God's word. Let the Holy Spirit open your spirit to understand the divine orders of finances in the eyesight of God.
Well, his way works.
His way works.
Everything else doesn't.
Doesn't work.
There'd be something wrong somewhere in any other system, and the world don't know what it is. It seems right to them, but there'd be something in there that keeps it from working right. That's the reason the world's finances are up and down and down wow. and up and always going through some kind of upheaval, when all the time God is steady and on the increase.
Definitely. There's a way that seemed right to a man, but the end thereof is death.
Yeah.
And that scripture is applicable to this situation. Many Christians, I hate to talk from that negative perspective, but I want the body of Christ to hear what it's saying. They don't have to be in this position financially. They are blessed people. They praise, they worship, they give. But also God want them blessed in this area. But it has to be, they have to know the promises of God. And they have to be established in the word of God. In other words, established enough to know the truth, that any lie, any deception, any con game that come along cannot touch them because they're so established in God's truth. And then piggyback the anointing, the financial anointing. There's a financial anointing, my God, for the body of Christ. There's a financial anointing. I have walked in that anointing. It's sweatless. It make living. It make financial foundation and framing and the finishing touch of God's word. Finances is not no problem. It's the elementary thing of the anointing. You should have had your money before you walk strongly in the gifts of the Spirit. Because the gifts of the Spirit are more complicated than money. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So the Lord told me, he says, tell the body of Christ. Say, I'm telling you that finances, being financially stable and blessed, is the elementary thing of the anointing. God can establish it, and then he'll anoint you. Then when you get into God finances, Brother Colburn, properly, when you frame your financial world with the word of God, God, well, once you learn the promises and learn the truth about the thing, you become sealed. It doesn't matter if famine can come. You look at a famine and laugh because it cannot touch you. Once you learn the principles of God's word and get established in that word and get God's divine order set, that's it. So that's the first thing, doctrine. You got to get the established order of God. If you don't have the established order of God, everybody going to try to establish you. Everybody got a word from the Lord. Everybody saying this is the way it should go. But once you ground it and root it and sell it in the things of God, what thus saith the Lord has spoken to you, that seal it, that sell it. You know the truth. And when you know the truth, you're free.
You remember over there in the 112th Psalm, which is it's the divine picture of a prosperous old covenant, wealth and riches in your house
the
and
righteous.
So forth. And you come down the line there, and there was a verse right in the middle of that said, his heart is established.
His heart is established.
His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord, and he has no fear of bad news.
That's right.
That's what you're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
The Word of God becomes the final authority in your life.
Yes.
And it fixes you and establishes you.
Set your heart.
In God's Word and in His promises. Then all this bad news doesn't have any effect on you. So if it doesn't have any effect, it can't cause fear. If it can't cause fear, Satan can't use it. If he can't use it, ain't nobody there can put you down.
I love it.
Don't you love it?
I love
Glory
it.
To God.
The spirit of fear, when you brought that up, because the Lord this morning was talking about the spirit of fear is one of the greatest hindrances to the body of Christ walking into their right. The enemy bring that spirit of fear that money gonna overwhelm you, money gonna draw you away from God, money gonna do this, money gonna do that. It won't if you're establishing the Word of God.
That's the key to it.
That's the key. You're grounded and rooted, man.
My goodness. We're out of time.
Yeah, I know.
Where'd it go? Amen. Brother Leroy and I'll be back in just a moment.
When the frame of a new wall rests on a solid foundation, the transaction of weight allows construction to continue and a home is created. God's Word created everything in this world and is the divine foundation that we can trust in and build our lives upon. The Divine Transaction Package is two books by Dr. Leroy Thompson. In framing your world with the Word of God, you'll learn to line up your thinking with God's Word so that you can know and act on His will for your life. Learn to confess the Lordship of Jesus over every circumstance. In Money Cometh to the Body of Christ, you'll get step-by-step instructions to make adjustments and take action to see God's prosperity come into your life. This package is designed to help you get God's perspective on finances and the foundation of His supply to accomplish your part in fulfilling the Great Commission and bring in the harvest of souls in these exciting days.
Order the Divine Transaction Package today for only $18. This package includes two books by Dr. Leroy Thompson, Framing Your World with the Word of God and Money Cometh. These dynamic books bring insight into your financial future. Purchase your package online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order the Divine Transaction Package today.
The Divine Transaction Package. Praise God. Listening, two books. Framing Your World with the Word of God. And then the dynamite, absolute dynamite book on Money Cometh. These two books together. Now get them in your hands. Study them. Read them. Take the chapters a day at a time and study them and walk in them. These are the ways that you establish your heart, you fix your believing, and you know God's divine order of things, and that's what these books will help you do. They help me do that, and they'll help you do that. Praise God. When I first got hold of it, I mean, it goes way back there. I was reading it off of a manuscript, man, when I first got a hold of it. And it just absolutely will just stir up your entire life. Praise God. So let the blessings change your life and walk with God all this coming year. Listen, when the whole world is making all these New Year's resolutions, they ain't going to last 90 days. Some of them nine minutes, you know. Right. Amen. But you get established in the Word. You make
a stand for Jesus and you stand on the Word of God and make your declarations, and not only just make it for a year, but for the rest of your life.
Praise God.
Changes everything. Father, we pray over this radio and television audience all over the world. We fix our hearts for 2008 to stand on God's Word and let the blessing work in our lives and create the Garden of Eden around us wherever we go. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Don't you miss tomorrow's broadcast. Brother Leroy is going to take us on into this thing in depth, and we're going to see and learn some things that will absolutely make a way for you. I know. I've walked in it. I've walked with him years now, and I watched this man's life, and he's got the goods, I can tell you for sure. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Leroy Thompson, reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
Brother Copeland really helped us, and Gloria has helped us to feel very encouraged in our faith because we found out we are somebody. We know who we are in Christ now.
It raises your expectancy because you just know when you're all in one accord, God's here and there's going to be something awesome that's going to happen.
So like Brother Copeland, the message that he has is it's for now. It's not just what's going to happen, but it's what God is doing today.
You can be set free from bondages, addictions, and it's just a good place to come and get to know the Lord.
Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Greed, stinginess, thinking about just yourself. All those things have to leave you before you can walk in the wealth of God.